program here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we provide for you on our website. It is completely free. So head over to freetalklive.com and download all the archives you want. Get interactive with other listeners. Vote on the different items that you see on the front page. You can submit content to the site, and then it receives votes. Hopefully we'll receive enough votes to be promoted to the front page of the site. When you go to freetalklive.com, you might want to drop into the upcoming stories page, the most important page on the site, because that's where everything that's new is posted. And then it must accumulate a certain number of votes before being promoted off of that page into the front page. Therefore, more people seeing it. If it's on the front page, we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And we are talking with a special guest here. He has graciously allowed us, because I'm sure he's a busy guy, graciously allowed us to have him on for one final segment. And so for those of you just tuning in, if you heard the discussion last week on the show about the Honduran private cities, these autonomous zones, these free cities, supposedly, that are being created with the consent of the Honduran government, then you are probably as fascinated as we were by it. It's something that I think is... it's gripping in how interesting it is. I'm fascinated to see what ends up transpiring here. There's a lot of speculation about what might happen. You know, oh, will the Honduran government come in and take over? Michael Strong says no, that's not going to happen. The free zones around the world, these governments have it's been hands off. And we talked about that with Hong Kong, where there was a lot of fear that the Chinese government was going to come in after Britain relinquished its control in the late 1990s, and that they were going to ruin the place.
Sure, who's scarier than Red China, right?
Right, but they didn't. It was kind of a hands-off thing. And Michael Strong is back with us here. So you're not too concerned about the security issues. You said that these the drug gangs have the whole of Central America to run, and that you're building this with security in mind from the get-go. However, it's not going to be an oppressive search, pat down, kind of shake everybody down when they come in sort of situation, which made me feel better. And so you feel like the security thing is going to be handled. But I left with one question, Michael, and it was a question about the security forces that you're going to have there. Is this going to be a one-size-fits-all monopoly system that we're used to, like in most governmental-run areas, where it's the police and that's it, or you can hire a private security on top of the police, but everybody is forced to pay for the police? Or will there be competing options from the get-go, or the possibility to create competing options?
A great question. What I would say is that our specialty is to identify completely banal, normal practices here that can be expanded to provide more liberty without going into, an anarcho-capitalist fantasy world. So in this issue in particular, there are home rule municipalities in the U.S. where they have slightly more freedom or some slight flexibility vis-a-vis the state government. We intend, and again, all of these issues at the local level, we have to work out with the governor who's appointed, and so we don't know exactly how far we can go. But we intend to allow for the possibility of, as it were, home rule municipalities within our area, where if they can show us, and we need to have some standard, that they can provide adequate security for themselves, then they would be exempt from paying the taxes that go to security, and they could pay their own private security force. And then just one of the ways in which we intend to kind of make all these decisions fair is to not give the government any privileges above and beyond any private organization would have. So, for instance, government decisions can be sued and subject to private arbitration. And
so they won't have sovereign immunity as they do around here.
Exactly.
That's
exactly
important.
Exactly. Hugely important. We actually found a case. Something like 1790, very early in the founding of the U.S., it was a controversy where there were some of the American founders that believed that governments should not have sovereign immunity. And imagine how powerful that would have been on constraint by government.
Yeah, for sure.
What?
Well, this is interesting because, what you're having to do is create something that's so attractive that people who are around the world looking for a better business opportunity or more personal freedom or whatever it is they're seeking that they're not getting from the current governing structures, they're going to, you know, you want to track those people. So you're really going to have to make the best operating governmental system out there, or else people aren't going to uproot their lives and move. I mean, we know how difficult it is being Free State Project participants to try to convince people to come to the what is arguably the most free place in America, New Hampshire. It's a real challenge to get liberty-minded people to uproot their lives and come up here. So you're going to face similar challenges, because it's even more difficult to, you know, get somebody who's rooted down with a business or something like that to uproot. So that's going to really, I think, encourage you and incentivize you guys to really come up with the best system. And like you're saying, you say it's going to be the most transparent system based on, you know, some software and what sounds like some really neat innovations. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. But I guess the questions that I have here is what do you you know, if people are excited, what can they do? How can they get involved? You know, what do you need from people? I mean, surely you need bodies at this point to do something, right?
Well, the most important thing will be to recruit tenants. I would say watch our website. You know, grupomgk.com. It will be up and live in a very, very simple manner this week. Then over the next month, we will develop it. Our top priority is to attract jobs. Honduras is doing this to create jobs for Hondurans. So most of all, we want entrepreneurs and business owners to come take advantage of us. There will be a form on that site. So if you're a prospective entrepreneur or business owner, please let us know. And we will make for – we will do everything we can to attract those people. So early – the first people who come will get the land at the lowest rate. So if you come and buy land when the project is young, it may be that the land value gains are more profitable in your business.
So I guess you'll send me that that website when it is live, and if people want to get that website, they need to be on our Twitter or Facebook.
We should definitely tweet that once it's up and running. I'm definitely interested in including our listeners in there. Let's go quickly to Philip. He's listening in Mississippi. Philip, you're on with Michael Strong from the MGK Group.
Yes. I wanted to ask Michael a question. One of the interests that I have is and I won't go into too much of that, but is in leaving the country and perhaps opening up a service industry, something like a restaurant or a pub or something of that nature, which certainly if you're building a city, those types of establishments are going to crop up or pop up. I'm wondering, I mean, the place is going from nothing to it's just an evolution into a city. At what point does something like that become necessary, needed, profitable? And a secondary question I have is most nations in the world, particularly America, I should say many nations, require when someone moves somewhere, if they were to give up their citizenship, what role does citizenship play within these autonomous zones?
Good questions. Michael, you've got less than a minute to answer them. Thanks for the
Okay, well, sure. I think within 2 years, we will certainly want people to come open restaurants, nightclubs. I think you know, we should have jobs there in 1 year, and then gradually, and, you know, even in 1 year, you might be able to start. But I'd say in 2 years, we should have enough people. You can really do business there. Regarding citizenship, we are looking for a way to make it easy for non-Hondurans to get citizenship or even to create our own citizenship. Mm. That's not been final yet, but, you know, the Honduran government wants to bring in people with capital and talent to make this successful, so I'm sure they'll cooperate with us in terms of making it easy for people with capital and talent to come move there and be permanent citizens.
That's great stuff.
Very good.
You know, Michael, one more thing. I hope that y'all will reconsider the whole not letting criminals in thing, because 100% of the people that are on the air with you here have been convicted of some ridiculous so-called crime.
Civil disobedience is alive and well in the Free State Project.
Well, I mean, not even that. I mean, just there are more people being arrested and put in cages in this country than any other nation in the world. So you're really cutting down on, you know, the amount of people that could possibly come and offer their talents.
Well, as long as we have a boundary that we're sure won't leave us with the U.S. government coming down on us. So, you know, we haven't looked into exactly what that boundary is. So maybe you have to see exactly what we have to deal with there.
Keep us in the loop.
Thanks,
Michael,
so
this has been great. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. Your website is going to be grupomgk.com. You say it'll be up, what, by the end of the week for sure?
Yep.
I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Night. Michael Strong, CEO of the MGK Group. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We have a lot of them, and they include news updates. Get signed up, follow us via email, and get the latest news about the show, if that's your preference. Or maybe you like Twitter or Facebook. Well, we've got even more than just news that's posted to Twitter or Facebook. Mark, you had asked a question on Twitter / Facebook during the interview of Michael Strong. Like, you know, what questions would you want to ask Michael Strong? Did we manage to get any of those on the air?
I've got plenty of questions in. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what, I don't know specifically whether they were responding to that question or just had questions that they gave to me, but yeah.
I don't know if you even answered what I just asked you.
Yes.
Did people ask questions on Facebook and Twitter that made it on the air?
They sent them to me because that's what I asked.
Right. Did you ask some of them on the air?
Yes.
Great. That's all I was asking. So that's, you know, allows you to reach the show in an additional way. Obviously, we prefer you call in at 855-450-FREE, but, you know, some people don't like to get on the phones. Some people prefer the textual method of speaking, and so our interactions on Twitter and Facebook help facilitate that. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us in any way that makes sense to you. That's news.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
One of these concerns that I had in the area of starting up sort of new competing governments to the existing governments was banking. Governments don't like freedom in banking. And that won't be an issue in the Free Cities project because Bitcoins allow you to do your own banking. They give you total control over your money. Bitcoins are an online currency that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay payments to any governments or banking agencies or PayPal or whatever. They allow you to have total control over your account. You have to apply your own online security in order to take care of your account. Banks have to have security. There's no doubt about that.
And it's easy, so like if you wanted to, say, move to a free autonomous zone place, you don't have to pack a bunch of cash in a bag and hope that you can make it through some sort of checkpoint. These are bitcoins, man. You power up your computer, connect to the internet, and
they're on the
internet
already. Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, if you want to
find out, move around, you do.
If you want to find out more about bitcoins, you can go to weusecoins.org. Check it out. It's the place to start your search. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue here. So, you know, there's more news. Obviously, the GoDaddy hacking is a big story. I definitely think we should cover that. But, you know, we don't have Michael Strong on the air right now, and we've been covering the Honduran private cities slash autonomous zones. What was it? Special Designated Region, I think? SDR,
yeah,
was it?
That's the term.
You know, that he kind of basically suggested he wants to create Hong Kong in Honduras to create a place where people will have a chance to create the business that they've always wanted to have without all the crazy regulations preventing them from doing that, and to be able to provide jobs for the people down there and invite people from all over the world to come and take part in this. This is a great vision. I think it's very, very exciting, and I think he did a good job of answering the objections. I'm not an investor
here.
Well,
not just the objections, but he pointed out sort of challenges that the Free Cities Project faces with the United States government. And, you know, the United States government really does treat the Western Hemisphere like it belongs to them. Mm-hmm. And frankly, they do that with the rest of the globe, too. They're just more successful with the Western Hemisphere and been doing it longer. And I find that to be I find those things to be the actions of a person who's thinking critically and speaking the truth.
He was up front. Yeah. He answered a bunch of questions we had before we even asked them.
Yeah, and I think that, and I find that, you know, to be the, I find those to be the actions of a person who's trustworthy or an incredibly good liar, because bad liars wouldn't have addressed them. So,
and it's also nice that he happens to be in a liberty mindset. I mean, the dude's going into this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested otherwise.
Right, with an understanding of Austrian economics
and an understanding of reality. What he said, he wasn't going to create a he used the term anarcho-capitalist, which is as far as I'm concerned, a really ugly term. But
he knows the buzzword. So.
Yeah, he does know the buzzword. He wasn't going to create that. He's going to use best practices, which to me says is he's dealing with reality here. There's going to be people that don't like it for that reason, and fine and dandy. But, it's going to be a step up from what we've got today, and I think that's great.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number if you have any observations after the fact, after hearing that, because that was great.
One thing that concerns me is that he says it's going to be in the Sula Valley, which is not a small place. It's a good size. It's a big place, but that the highest crime rate, as I understand it, in Honduras is in San Pedro Sula, which is in the Sula Valley. So it's going to be geographically relatively close to this place, and so security, which is important, is going to be into play. And I don't know. I mean, many people don't. I mean, they're going to build this Mecca. Why would you want to necessarily leave? I mean, you want to do some hiking or things like that. I don't know. I mean, it's all going to be very interesting to me, and I'm going to keep a close eye on it, and I'm interested in what they're doing over there.
Now, Mark, you've been an advocate of the seasteading idea, the idea of blue seed, for instance, which is going to go out into, ostensibly, going to get an old cruise ship or something like that, and they're going to set sail into the waters in the Pacific Ocean, 12 or 13 miles or something like that, off the coast of Silicon Valley, and have a place, another international kind of place, where people, business entrepreneurs, can come and do business without interference of governments, purportedly. And you were pretty jazzed about that. Like, you were ready to sign up and move out there. Does this throw a wrench into your plans? Are you taking this more seriously? What are you ranking? How are you weighing things these days? Because you're, I think, of the people on the show, the most excited about these alternative options.
I'm taking them all seriously. To me, we sit here and we talk about more voluntary communities on this show, and to the idea that one of them springs up and we don't go check it out and see what it's about, at the very least see what it's about, seems really disingenuous to me. But I think that there's advantages to being on the land as opposed to being on the water. There are advantages to being on the water as opposed to being on the land.
What advantages on the water?
You don't have to deal with, for instance, the locality of organized crime in San Pedro Sula. You don't have to deal with some country claiming that they own you necessarily. You have some level of autonomy being out there on the water.
And you're vulnerable as hell.
You have some vulnerabilities.
You want to talk about criminals and governments coming after you, they can surround you very easily.
Do you think that the vulnerabilities are going to change on the land as far as those things go?
At least you can do more as far as, you know, retreat or defense in a land-based situation.
Seems, I think the idea of pirates circling you 13 miles west of the Silicon Valley seemed really ludicrous to me. But, you know, I suppose it's a possibility. I think that you're dealing with just as many security risks.
I think the pirates would be the U.S. government, most likely.
I see the U.S. government as a problem in those areas, but I don't think the U.S. government... The U.S. government doesn't take cruise ships very seriously with their gambling and their, you know, people drinking underage and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that they necessarily would take essentially is a cruise ship that doesn't come into port.
Full of dorks.
cruise ship full of dorks out on, I mean, you know, I don't know what dorks is just mean. But, you know, a techie cruise ship out 13 miles west of the Silicon Valley.
About nerds. Is okay. Nerds nicer than dorks?
Whatever. Oh, it's like cool to be a nerd now. So
I'm totally,
so.
You know, I qualify.
Yeah, you do, yes. You qualify for both of those terms, and some. So, you know, I mean, I don't know why they would necessarily come after them there unless they were pulling up big barges full of coke.
855
is what I mean, not
453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Your observations on the idea of free cities and these other alternatives. Would love to hear them, or you can bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testify testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features free. Got a lot of them there, and we give them to you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video. That's shrine.freetalklive.com, shrine.freetalklive.com. You get instructions there on how to submit one's self, one's evidence of shrinery to the shrine. Basically, you have to have a validated photo, which means you prove, or could be a video as well, but that you're proving in the photo or video that you are a listener of the program. The classic way of doing this is by holding some sort of a sign, but there are other creative ways that the ladies in the shrine have come up with. And I took your suggestion, Mark, and reverted the shrine back to the old method of shrine submissions. We changed over to the new website at freetalklive.com a couple of years ago now. We tried to automate the system just to make it so that the ladies could do their own submission process. They wouldn't have to wait on me, you know, to put it up on the website, which is the way it used to be. You'd have to send it to me via email, and I'd get around to putting it up, and we'd finally announce it. The newer system allowed folks to submit their own pictures on their own profile on our website, type in their own, you know, description or whatever. And sad part is, it just got owned by the spammers. And, you know, we would go in every week to check out, you know, who's the new submissions on the shrine, and it was just spam, 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 spam. So now, if you want to submit a picture to the shrine, you can just email it directly to me, and the instructions are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I think that makes it a lot easier for people to do, and I hope that we're getting a few submissions here rather than getting crowded out by the spammers.
It hasn't really been happening, and it's weird. Like, the shrine was more popular when we were a local show than it is as a national show.
A lot more popular. You know, the local women were interested in being in the shrine, and now I think it might be the fact that it is national. It's just a little daunting, perhaps.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you know any statistics about how many female listeners you had back then versus now? I mean, there wouldn't really be a way to tell, right? Because
there was,
the older
there were numbers
shows,
we had.
The older shows were, the topics were a lot different. You know, when I listened to the older shows, there was a lot of, like, guys calling and asking for advice. You know what I mean? So it seemed a little more female-oriented, not on purpose necessarily, but it was less political.
I agree.
That's just
absolutely.
My speculation.
We have more female co-hosts now than we've ever had on the show.
It's true.
So there's no explanation, and there's no explanation for it. But anyway, shrine.freetalklive.com. Submission process is more direct. You'll just deal straight with me.
Freedom Cam, when it comes to potential police abuse or situations with, accidents and, stories that don't, fit each other, whatever it is, the most important place to have your protection is, in the car. FreedomCam.net gives you a groundbreaking new product that gives you all the best and all-around protection. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. And this device is easy to use. You just turn the key in your car, and it already turns itself on and everything. It has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed of cameras facing forward and facing back into the cab. It's for traffic stops and all other driving incidents. You can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. And right now, the dash cam is on sale. So go to freedomcam.net and get one. I don't know how long this is going to last, but it's a limited time operation. And, this is not a cheap piece of equipment. There's no doubt about it. But neither is the kind of insurance that you need for situations. Whether if you're in a situation with a police officer that's, their story doesn't fit yours, whatever. It's nice to have this backup. If you're in a situation with an accident where somebody's claiming you did this and they were completely innocent or whatever, you need to have this.
If you're an activist, this is a must-have.
I would agree with that. So they also take bitcoins, by the way. It's freedomcam.net.
All right, so toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the autonomous zones, these special designated regions, things like Hong Kong, as Michael Strong from the MGK Group gave us an example. He wants to build his own Hong Kong down in Honduras.
It's kind of on the opposite side of the world, too.
Yep, and so but then neat. He wants to do more beyond that, which I was really interested to hear, because that was part of the... We got a lot out of that interview, I thought, and it was really detailed. If you missed it, it'll be up later at freetalklive.com tonight. But I love the vision of, hey, look, he expects this is going to be a success. And if it is, then he expects this is going to happen in countries around the world. And he named a couple of other options, including nearby, not Estonia, but he had talked about Estonia
Belize.
At this point. But Belize, which is also...
And Guatemala.
Right now, Belize is a major destination for expatriates. As we speak.
They speak English there.
Mostly an English-speaking country, so that would be an interesting...
The language doesn't concern me because, for one, if they're catering to people who want to be free, there's going to be a lot of them coming from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, there's a great deal of flight from the United States, especially by wealthy people, and so they're going to want to cater to people in that way, so you'll be able to speak English, plus the fact that, what's the big deal about learning a few words in another language? I mean, I think that's a benefit as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely. It makes you more well-rounded. I mean, I
keep your brain active. Keep yourself from dying early.
Well, we've talked about Hong Kong before and how if you want to be a server in Hong Kong, which you've done professionally in the past, Julia, by like waiter, waitress, that kind of a server, you have to be able to speak multiple languages.
Yeah.
You don't just get to walk in off the street and, I can add and subtract, give me a job as a server. No.
I wonder what the pay is like for that.
It's got to be much better, right?
Well, there's a lot of competition out
right.
there, so you've got to be able to speak four or five languages as the average server in Hong Kong. At least that's what, I've not been there personally, but that's what we were, one of the pieces we were reading about visiting there, people's experiences. So there's some serious competition in the area of waitressing.
I bet the service, it has to be incredible, right, if there's that much competition for servers.
You'd think.
Because here I feel like, especially with the chain restaurants, the professional waitress has kind of gone away and faded into this, what college kids do to scrape by. And so I generally feel when I go out to eat that my service is barely okay in most cases. And when it's above barely okay, I think it's awesome because it wasn't awful. So
I feel you.
So yeah. I just would that would be a really great experience for me to have a server that wasn't an incompetent college kid. Not that they are all that.
No, but certainly not all of them. Having done the job myself, I get, you know, for one, I was kind of that mediocre. Like, I'm not very detail-oriented. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, sometimes I'm going to miss a drink or something like that. It absolutely happened. But, I usually did make up with a personality. At least I thought I did. Of course, I'm awfully bad.
How were your tips?
They were generally, you know, good to, you know, great.
Okay, well, there you go. That's your indicator. Yeah. So let's go to the phones and your thoughts. David is calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you? You know, hey. I wanted to change the subject.
By all means.
Yeah, tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11, and I'm surprised that, you know, after all of the platitudes about we'll never forget, virtually no talk show that I've found across the nation, and this is anything from right wing to left wing, nobody is talking about 9/11.
Oh, you'll probably hear about it tomorrow. I imagine there'll be all manner
of retrospectives,
maudlin observationals and things like that.
Well, you know, if you go to AE 9/11 Truth or just 911truth.org, I believe it is, it's amazing how many people have signed on. They're, you know,
signed on to what?
Architects and engineers, for example. Uh-huh. There are 1,700 architects and engineers that have signed on, and some major names. And it's interesting because, you know, there are so many different plateaus that have been reached over the course of time. For example, the building.
Well, David, I want to ask you a question here. So
you've heard it all before.
Yeah, you're saying that, that first off, the people
heard it all before because there's new stuff always.
But David, you're saying that people don't care, and then you're trying to make them care about something they don't care about. I mean, should the conspiracy theory still be conspiracy theorists still be focusing on something that's more than a decade old?
Well, of course, because everything that happened, you know, the Patriot Act is getting worse and worse. And
hang on, David. I'll bring you back. We can continue this discussion here in a moment. Conspiracy theories, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Mark, there's something new about 9/11. Did you know?
Right.
It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we will share with you there. They are given away. If you like the fact that the website's free and you want to help support the show, well, then I would recommend that you go to shop.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to links for Amazons, different Amazons for the different parts of the world. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon, well, at least the English-speaking world, Amazon US. You can click into the Amazon right for you and then just get whatever it is you're looking for. They got all kinds of stuff. It's Amazon with your huge selection. With Super Saver shipping, free Super Saver shipping, that's available on a lot of their brand new items, and they even sell used items. So whatever it is you order, when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Right back to your phone calls here. David called in from California to bring up the issue of 9/11, he says nobody's talking about it anymore, which I don't believe at all. I imagine you're going to hear a lot of talk about it tomorrow, probably lots of memorials and, retrospectives and reflection and all that. You won't hear that really on our show because, well, I'm not really into that sort of stuff. But I'm also not really into the conspiracy theory end of it either. And that's what you had called in tonight about, David. Mark, did you ask a question before we went away?
David, why is it relevant today what happened 11 years ago?
Because so much of the structure of America's civil liberties have been torn apart. And so many investigations have been thrown aside in order to go after so-called terrorists. In other words, we're losing our civil liberties by the hour.
Okay.
Every time these old boys decide to, search through your underwear, make you take your shoes off at the airport, come up with Snoop and spyware, forcing the American budget to go through vast changes in order.
Lots of things have happened since 9/11, and none of them have been pleasant. But, let me ask you this. If the 9/11 truth story, whatever that might be, or the myriad of stories that people purport, the conspiracy theories that they purport aren't true, and the story that the government gives, as holy and weird as it might be, was the true story, wouldn't it be that all those freedoms would have disappeared anyway, right?
Well, of course not. In other words, if you look, for example, most people aren't aware that there was a third building that fell down that day. But that third building was the New York office of
but,
the FBI.
Hold on. That's not my question. I think you're answering a different question. Let me make sure. If the government's story is true, which, of course, is the story that people believe, then wouldn't they have taken all the freedoms that they took, even though the story is a lie, as you say?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, so it doesn't matter whether or not it's a conspiracy theory, in my opinion, or the truth, because either circumstance they're going to take. If the government lied about the story and took a bunch of freedoms, or the government told the truth about the story and took a bunch of freedoms, either way, all the freedoms are gone.
No, far from it. The perpetrators would have been in prison. So the perpetrators...
They're dead.
They're dead if the government's story is true.
Right, but if the story isn't true,
okay,
then you have to look at who bombed the FBI's headquarters in New York City. In other words, building
you think them putting the perpetrators in prison would have stopped them from creating the police state? I mean, look, you should know this as a conspiracy theory guy. The Patriot Act was written long before 9/11 actually happened, and they were waiting for an excuse to trot that out. Basically, all you're saying, you know, the 9/11 truthers, all they're saying is that the excuse was created, that they created this this event. And I don't know what the truth is personally. I'm not going to claim that I know what the truth is because I don't have all the facts. So I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe your story or any of the conspiracy stories.
Right.
I really don't care what your story is. That's the thing. I've heard a bunch of them, and I've heard everything from aliens flew death rays into the building to, you know, that there were drones.
All
kinds of stuff.
Did the FBI's headquarters get dropped? Did the FBI's headquarters in New York City get dropped on 9/11/2001?
Okay, let me ask you this question.
That was in building number 7.
I'm going to counter with a different
American
question.
The average American knows that the FBI's headquarters got destroyed on 9/11.
The average American doesn't even know who the
they
vice
don't
president
care.
Is.
That's why I don't
they
think
don't
this
care.
Matters, David. The average American doesn't
so
care.
It. You're so full of it. You mean to say that if the average American realized that the FBI's headquarters and the FBI's evidence locker for New York City, which was basically the East Coast office of the FBI, the evidence locker got utterly destroyed. And in addition, the Security Exchange Commission's evidence locker got destroyed because it was also in World Trade Center 7. And what were they investigating at the time? Arthur Anderson, Enron. This evidence got destroyed on 9/11.
It's very interesting, David. You could be right, but I think that's awesome. Here's what my problem is, though. Today, a news story came out from the AP that says that the United States government in 1943 covered up a bunch of murders that went on in a forest in Poland, covering up for Joseph Stalin. Now, this is a huge deal that Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided to cover up this massacre and give credence to what turned out to be the mass murderer of millions of his own people. And have you heard anything about this?
Nope, and I'm surprised you're changing the subject.
No.
This is not a change of subject.
This is not a change of subject. Give me a little rope here so I can hang myself, all right? Now, at this point, this is a huge cover-up that the AP is uncovered 60 or 70 years later, and the average American doesn't care. They know that their government,
is proof positive they're corrupt.
The provider of the great, this great society is hugely corrupt and was in collusion with one of the largest mass murderers in history, and no one cares.
Well, what state, or what, you said it was Poland?
It was in Poland, yeah.
All right. Well, it's funny. You might want to look up a book called The Story of a Secret State. And I've forgotten the fella's last name, but he was a Polish diplomat. And he wrote the book. And it's a very interesting one. He may actually have mentioned that. And that book came out about 1943 or 4.
Yep. This was a long time running conspiracy theory that they couldn't get the proof on, and it was proven to be positive. Now, let me ask you about the JFK. This JFK is probably the largest and most understood conspiracy theory that's out there.
At least by the general public,
yeah. The general public, the vast majority of people, believe that the Warren Commission story is bullcrap.
Right.
They either believe that
85%.
And
now, you know what percentage in America believe that the 9/11 story is? 93%.
Is bullcrap?
You're right.
Okay. So I don't know.
So then you won then, right?
Right. I mean, you win. If you could do anything in the world that you can get 93% of a population on your side, you've won. But look,
now what?
Nothing's changed.
Well, the corporate media is keeping it silent. And again,
what does it matter? What do you want them to do? You've got 93% by your own numbers of people that agree with you, apparently. I don't know if that's true, but we'll just take it as true. You've won. What do you expect them to do? The government going to arrest itself?
Oh, it's not the government arrest itself. There are people within the government who have abused their office, and they saw to it that it happened. It's a sabotage.
And what makes you think that these powerful men, if what you say is true, and that they have the ability to run this conspiracy theory about what happened on 9/11 from the top down, what makes you think these powerful men are going to somehow suffer any kind of consequence? I mean, clearly they're not going to, because 93% of the people are with you, then there's a lot of popular support for it. But obviously that doesn't matter. I mean, these guys are the people that control the world, right? You're not going to touch them.
They don't control the world, but they are definitely in positions of power. It's actually interesting because...
So what do you want to happen? What is your ideal situation?
Any number of different things, but...
Just one. Pick one.
Back to my original point, which is...
No. What do you want to happen?
And there are saboteurs from
a
variety
of
different...
I've got a question for you. What do you want to happen?
The saboteurs get picked out of there and put in various forms of punishment.
So you want a U.S. prosecutor who is working for the executive branch to what? Prosecute George W. Bush, his boss, his former boss,
right?
Huh?
They work for you and me.
That's ridiculous, David.
You know they don't work for you.
Yeah.
If they did, they'd work for 93% of Americans.
Thanks for the call, David. Good luck with your fantasy. 855-450-FREE. It's absolutely ludicrous.
I don't want to be harsh, but this is the reality that conspiracy theorists live in. Whether you're right or not, it doesn't matter. If 93%, and I don't know whether or not to believe that number, 93% of Americans believe
absurd.
This story, then... you won. This is what winning looks like.
I mean, look at how many people like Congress. What is it, a 9% approval rate or something
like that? And falling.
So, 90%+ of people don't like what Congress does. They do it anyway, and they all pay their taxes. 855-450-FREE. Well, not all of them, but a good amount of them do. Enough of them do. 1-855-450-3733. Hour 3 next. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.